As the school year draws to a close, here's something to think about this summer. The National Alliance for Public Charter Schools released a study yesterday that reveals an increasing number of students nationwide are on waiting lists to get into charter schools. This year, that number has surpassed 600,000 students nationwide, nearly double what it was just 3 years ago. Out of the 519 new charter schools that started up in the 2010-2011 school year, 119 of them were in California. In Oakland, Arise, Envision, Unity, Ascend, Learning Without Limits, they're all inspirational words and also the names of Oakland schools. These are just a few of the charter schools ushered into the district during the past 10 years. Learning Without Limits is one of the most recent to convert from traditional to charter. Along with Ascend, it was granted its petition to become a charter school this past March for the upcoming academic year. That means that the school will no longer receive funding through the district. Instead, it will come directly from the state. It also means that the school will have more autonomy. But change seldom comes without a cost. KALW's Jordan Katz has that story.
It's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and about 400 students are standing at attention. They're outside the Fruitvale Oakland Elementary School Learning Without Limits, or LWL. This is the vision statement they recite every day.
We will see!
The students' chatter turns into a dull roar as parents herd kindergartners into the school's colorful hallways. One of those parents is Kathy Cash.
I started out helping out in my daughter's classroom. I volunteer a few hours in there, and then I help out with a parent that need translating in English to Spanish.
Cash is the president of the school's newly founded parents organization. She was one of the most vocal parents in talks about the school going charter. The petition was granted in March, after about a year in the making. Cash is looking forward to the school going charter. She says it'll offer teachers more autonomy, and it will give parents an even bigger say in what goes on inside classrooms.
It's very important that as parents, to be able to have the space where we can voice our opinion, and not only that, but we can actually work close with teachers. Like, we have the choice of electing the teachers that we want for our kids, along with the principal. We can feel free to actually say, this worked, this doesn't, and then have a curriculum that works around the things that, we actually say.
But more autonomy is just one half of the traditional versus charter school debate. To explore that debate a bit, let's back up to March 15, 2011. 16 out of LWL's 17 teachers received notices of potential layoffs that day. Concerned for the future of the school, parents and staff discussed their options. The conversation quickly turned to going charter. Leo Fuchs, principal of Learning Without Limits, says it would give the school four freedoms.
Charter schools have control over their own budgets. We'll have more freedom to make decisions about our curriculum and instruction. We'll have more freedom to make decisions about our calendar and schedule. And we'll have more freedom to make decisions about our staffing.
These four points of control are known in the public education world as the four autonomies. Parents and teachers agreed. These autonomies were what the school needed. A charter was the way to go. All they had to do was go to the school district for approval. So last November, they presented their petition to the school board. It was denied.
The downturn in revenues for the state has meant it's put all school districts in a really difficult position.
Jody London is the Oakland School Board president. For her, denying LWL the charter had everything to do with the bottom line. States give money to districts based on student attendance. But when a school becomes a charter, that state money goes directly to the school and the district loses out.
Our initial estimates were that those two schools going charter would leave a financial hit to us of close to around $800,000 or $850,000.
That's just for two charters, Ascend and LWL. When you consider the 34 charters already in Oakland, that's a lot of money, especially for a district chronically in debt. Back in 2003, Oakland Unified's $35 million budget deficit landed the district under the state's control. London says what followed was a six-year-long budget debacle during which the deficit ballooned to $100 million. The district regained local control in 2009 and has since been working to balance its budget.
So right now in Oakland, we have 101 schools for 38,000 students.
That number doesn't include charters.
Most districts our size have between 50 and 60 schools. So the board voted in October to consolidate 7 schools and close 5. And as a result of that and some other very careful financial management tools, we think we will have closed the structural deficit, which is huge.
For now, OUSD is still in debt to the state. It owes $6 million a year until 2026. So it needs every dollar it can save. Yet over the last decade, the number of charter schools in the district has nearly doubled, and charters don't help pay down the debt. One of those schools is Ernestine C. Reams Academy of Technology and Art. It's been around for a while, since 1999. The charter, one in a row of small schools on MacArthur Boulevard, has just over 300 students. Principal Lisa Blair says when she arrived 13 years ago, students were coming in with extremely low test scores.
We found that they were anywhere from actually about 4 to 6 grades below in their reading and in their math.
Since then, scores have improved, but have yet to reach the state's benchmarks.
The goal is to reach 800, which is safe water, and 1,000, which is the max. We're currently at about 720. We've had a couple of dips over the years.
Early charter supporters thought more freedoms would help improve standardized test scores. But UC Berkeley education professor Janelle Scott says it doesn't always play out that way. Some charters do improve scores, but many remain the same. And at some, scores even drop.
That situation has raised questions, especially in the last 5 to 10 years, about, well, then what are they good for?
She says the reasoning she hears goes beyond test scores.
And in some of the charter renewal hearings, you'll hear parents say, we know the school is not performing according to the official indicators, but it's a good place for my kid. She's happy, right? She used to hate going to school. She loves it now. That should matter.
But those aren't measurable results. And board president Jody London says OUSD also needs concrete measures to determine if a school is worth the cost.
Are they improving student achievement? You know, all these things. Is there strong leadership? Do they have a focus on continuous improvement? Is there responsible governance, fiscal accountability?
After the board rejected the charters for LWL and Ascend, the schools appealed. By March, they and the district managed to work out a compromise.
We ended up crafting a deal with these schools where basically they are charter schools and they're working with a charter management organization, but really the only thing that they're working with the charter management organization on is the hiring piece of it. They're continuing to take food service from us. They are leasing the buildings they're in, which are beautiful buildings.
In addition to buying those and a few other services back from the district,
they're going to continue to help us pay back that $100 million to the state.
Oakland gets a bad rap.
Again, Berkeley professor Janelle Scott.
I think that there's the perception that Oakland is not just the schools, but the city is just undesirable. And I think Oakland has incredible potential. There are wonderful schools with wonderful teachers and committed families.
No matter how committed Oakland's teachers and families are, they're still saddled with a multi-million dollar debt, at least for the next decade. But with continued cooperation, Oakland's schools and district will at the very least remain partners. In Oakland, I'm Jordan Katz for Cross Currents.